Welcome to Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. My name is Jackie Blunt and I have the pleasure of hosting our show, Chaos to Calm. In this series of programs, you'll hear from people who are enjoying their lives in a calm and relaxed state, using tools derived from ancient wisdom traditions. Ren Shui is a comprehensive path to wellness that works on opening our hearts, clarifying our minds, and increasing our energy. Ren Shui also has tools to work directly on the body and its energy. One tool is Yuan Gong, a contemporary form of Qigong that melds graceful movement with meditation and breath to improve health and well-being. Our show today is called Grow Your Life with Qi. And with me in the studio, I have two guests, Vanessa Lukes and Ollie Clifton.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, guys. Great to have you with me.
Thanks for having us.
Vanessa Lukes is a Yuan Gong teacher and a Ren Shui teacher and therapist. Having fully experienced the benefits of good health that Ren Shui has brought to her life, she really enjoys helping other people on the path to well-being. She loves to live simply and can usually be found in her garden with her cat and a cup of tea, and also sometimes with Ollie, her partner. Ollie Clifton is a part-time project manager, Yuan Gong teacher, a tiny house enthusiast, and in the past has climbed Mount Cook, our highest mountain. I believe you've both climbed Mount Cook, is that correct?
Yes, we have.
Beautiful place.
So here are these two fit, healthy people who literally had the world at their feet talking to us today about growing your life with Qi. So guys, you know, what really struck me this morning when I came in through your garden to interview you today was just the feeling in your garden. You know, I looked around me and there was colour everywhere and life, vegetables, flowers, peas twining around the roses, bees and insects. And the feeling here is amazing. We're in the middle of the city, we're in the middle of Christchurch, and yet it's peaceful and tranquil and it feels just abundant with life. And I wondered how you made it that way.
Yes, well, I might pick up on that question to start with, Jackie. It's for me, that's very much a chi or essential energy or life force kind of a question. And it's actually interesting that you have that feeling or sensation coming to our house or our property. And we might come back to that later in the show, actually, because there's a little kind of a story or reflection in relation to that. But I guess just thinking about Qi and my experience of that, I've come to Qigong and Ren Shui from a place of what most people I think would typically say is good health. You know, like you say, we were mountaineers and rock climbers and avid skiers and mountain bikers. You know, we're very, very fit and active people, and we'd travel the world extensively and climbed in beautiful places like Yosemite and Red Rocks and, other places throughout, North America and Canada, living quite an amazing life, it has to be said. So, listeners are probably wondering, well, why would you give that away? You know, why would you kind of put that to one side in the interest of something else?
So that must have been a real crossroads in your life.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Because I guess the initial kind of introduction to Yuan Gong or Yuan Gong kind of arrived in my life through Vanessa and her cancer experience, and she'll no doubt talk more about that. You know, for 5 years, I guess I picked up Qigong, or should I say it kind of knocked at the door, and I kind of opened the door a little bit.
I'm just thinking about an outdoor life. you know, as I used to have as well, tramping in the mountains. And I'm thinking about Yuan Gong Qigong, which is a moving meditation and quiet and peaceful. And there's a huge contrast there. So what made you even look at something like that, Ollie?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, there's really good connections between those two experiences. The whole world of, you know, climbing, mountaineering, outdoors pursuits is done very much in close relationship with, you know, the natural elements. And you do build a very intimate understanding of how the natural world is behaving in pursuing those kinds of things. It's an intimate relationship.
So how does an understanding of how the natural world is behaving relate to Qigong?
Well, again, you know, Qigong, Yuan Gong has, I guess, naturalness in a natural state is at the core. And, you know, from my experience, you know, practicing Qigong is very much about, you know, bringing yourself back to that natural state. And that's how I found it initially, is that, you know, my life was great. I was very happy and seemed to have a lot of energy and very healthy. And then I started practicing Qigong and it's like, oh, actually there's something here that I haven't experienced before. I felt, oh, wow, I've actually got more energy and I feel even better and I feel calmer and my mind is clearer and suddenly, you know, I can function, you know, a whole lot better. And so that led me to question, well, why haven't I been doing this before? And so slowly but surely, you know, the practice became, well, I have to be honest and say I probably did it fairly irregularly to start with, you know, maybe once or twice a week. And then, yeah, it's hard to remember now, so almost 10 years ago, it became a, you know, a weekly kind of a habit. And slowly but surely, as I, you know, accumulated experience and began to see that relationship between the, you know, the really positive things that were happening in my life and my practice, I just became more motivated for it to be a daily thing.
So can you tell us a little bit more about that connection that you began to notice between your practice and how you were feeling as a result of your practice and your life and the place of your mind and chi in that transformation?
Yeah, well, I can remember kind of several very kind of key moments in that whole process. And some of those moments were, I would be, for instance, you know, having a conversation, quite a, you know, a heated or a tense conversation with people at work. There was something I needed to explain or something that I needed to, you know, confront, you know, someone about. And those things would just go incredibly smoothly. I would just be, you know, very calm and you know, the whole conversation would just exceed my expectations totally. And I would, you know, naturally kind of finish that conversation or put the phone down and have this reflection of, well, where did that come from? And who was that? Was that really me? And I came to understand that, well, actually, I had caused that. You know, that wasn't just an unusual kind of freak phenomenon. You know, what I was doing with my life and the practice that I was doing was, you know, tangibly, directly reflecting those very positive things.
So when you say I had caused that, what do you mean? You know, how come you were someone like most of us who had, you know, normal work and some conflict situations and sometimes got a bit upset, and then you changed from what you're describing to this person who could work with critical situations, critical conversations, difficult relationships, and make them go in a really positive direction? That's kind of what I see in your garden, you know, growing things in a very natural and beautiful direction. But you're talking about human relationships here. So what changed in you as a result of, I don't know, what was it a result of that made your life change its direction like that?
Well, the beauty about qi is that it becomes, well, my sensation is it becomes like you're kind of your best buddy or your best friend. Once you start to experience the practice and the wonderful feeling and benefit that you get from it, you just kind of naturally want to hang out with qi, you know, and the qi that you've got and that you've accumulated and worked hard for, you want to hang on to it. You know, you don't want to lose it. And after a little while, then you begin to notice this, you know, coming back to that idea of natural, that when you've got lots of qi and you're feeling really great, the mind is calmer and everything is smoother, and suddenly all those little kind of, you know, dips and bumps and triggers that you normally have during the day, they just become a lot smoother. It's like this kind of, you know, potholed, uneven surface of a road has been, you know, kind of freshly tar sealed with qi. It becomes quite smooth running.
So I'm fascinated because I'm thinking that all the people at your work weren't doing qigong, were they?
No.
And yet you were the only one doing qigong, and yet the whole situation was changing, or your interactions were changing. Mm. And so it only took one human being to change the whole atmosphere.
And I guess we're beginning to kind of widen that idea of qi and the you know, kind of energetic kind of field effect that it can have, not just for yourself personally, but for, you know, friends around you, work colleagues around you, you know, family around you. So the and many people will see this in their daily lives, that, you know, just having someone who's in a, you know, a good state, you know, a natural state, you know, in the room would be really beneficial for everyone. You know, it changes the, you know, the atmosphere, the vibe, the whole feeling in the room. You know, when someone is in a really good state, is just there with you.
So, Ollie, very interesting you're bringing in this concept of field, and I think we're going to be talking about that some more. But I just wanted to ask you, you were describing beautifully what it feels like when you have lots of qi and what happens around you. Can you, by contrast, remember the times, or remember what caused you to lose your qi, become scattered and depleted, and what that felt like?
Yes, I can remember that very well, and I still have those moments. It's very much a work in progress. Well, I would say that, you know, in reflection, you know, hindsight being a beautiful thing, that a lot of the things I was doing around my outdoor pursuits were very depleting. Out in the weather, out amongst it for hours on end, it can be quite a qi depleting thing. And that's not to say that those things aren't beautiful in their own way and positive and beneficial in their own way. For me at that time, when I was doing it, it was a little bit depleting.
And what about, for example, when you got upset? Was that, I'm thinking about what you were doing in your life, the outdoor pursuits and those things, but I'm also thinking, you were talking before about when someone's in a good state and the effects on people around them. What happens, what happened to your qi when you left the good state, when something really bothered you?
Well, like most people, grumpy, irritable, easily triggered, losing my sense of humour. You may find that hard to believe, but and that's a key indicator for me. Still is, you know, when I cannot find a way to laugh at myself, when I can't have a laugh at myself, something's not quite right.
So what do you do now when you feel like that?
A variety of different things, just depending on the situation, but it can be as easy as just listening to my breathing. It could be as elaborate, if you like, of doing some Qigong practice and just making sure that that happens, every day for whatever time I've got available. So there's a whole variety of different tools there.
And sometimes I guess that would involve working with an intentional field. You know, you were talking before about chi field, and I was thinking, okay, we need to get you and Vanessa to talk about chi field and what chi field is. So after the break, we're going to be talking to Vanessa and Ollie about how they use intentional fields. We're not talking about meadows or paddocks. We're talking about information and energy, and particularly how they've used that in their lives, how they use that in their garden, how they might use that to reset their mood. So I hope you stick with us after the break, and we look forward to talking to you further. Back to Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. My name is Jackie Blunt, and today I'm hosting our show Grow Your Life with Qi with Vanessa Lukes and Ollie Clifton. So guys, welcome back. And we were talking before the break, we were just starting to talk about intentional fields, and Ollie, you had mentioned the effects of someone at work in a good state, and you just started to kind of tickle my curiosity talking about chi field. What is a chi field?
Well, I reckon it's something that we all experience. It's just a very natural human experience, but we just don't call it a chi field. So from my life experience, I can look back now and think of things like large kind of music concerts or musical events or sporting events that I've been to. Like I can remember vividly a couple of U2 concerts we went to in Melbourne in 2010, where the atmosphere, the energy of having 30,000 people together in the same stadium, all there for the same kind of united or unified purpose of enjoying the music and really being into the music and the information that's there as part of the music. That's a very kind of special feeling. And that experience is something that I think a lot of people actually, know and understand and can tangibly, feel and experience as something really quite, thrilling and kind of memorable.
So what you're talking about there is a kind of a place where people are all doing the same thing together. Do I understand that right?
And I guess it applies quite nicely in a Qigong context, in that when we practice together and when we unify together, that Qi gathering ability is hugely enhanced.
So it's really interesting, isn't it? I'm just going to ask Vanessa, because I think that when we say when we unify together, that can be thought of in many different ways and maybe with some uncertainty about what that means. So Vanessa, you're also a Yuan Gong and Ren Shui teacher. So what do you understand about Qi fields, and how does that relate to what Ollie's saying, and what does this mean, unifying?
Yeah, great question. Well, the really cool thing is that Qi is everywhere. It's in everything. It's within us. And it's like the life force, the building blocks of not just our own health and life, but life everywhere on the planet and wider. So within a person, we've got our minds and our bodies, and the thing that connects those two parts is this energy, this life force. And unifying in ourselves is bringing those three components together. So they're all working well as one. So it's bringing it. It's also kind of understanding the relationship between how the qi works, I think. So where your mind goes, qi flows. Once you have that concept, you have so much power because you can choose to think inside your body in a nice, calm, relaxed way, and the chi will be coming inside in a good way too. You could choose to think outside your body and have thousands of thoughts and be really busy and really stressed. If that's what you want to do, it's a good way to lose your chi because your chi is following the mind out. So that's unifying within ourselves. And remembering that if everything is chi, everything is this abundant energy, our thoughts can also create change in the energy outside of us. It's quite a cool thing that chi also has the information in it. It's not just pure energy, it's also information and form of matter, if you like. So
is that why you call it chi rather than just energy?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, there's lots of different words and different cultures for it, and perhaps in English energy is the easiest one to use. But when you dig a wee bit deeper, it does have more layers in it.
So you mentioned a layer of information. What do you mean by that?
Well, within ourselves, you know, we have our mind, obviously, and our mind is just like a super powerful computer, and it's firing out all these thoughts. And these thoughts is the information that go into the chi. And those thoughts kind of hint at what the chi is going to do. It kind of creates a change in the chi.
So if we think about that concert that Ollie was talking about, we think about all those people being together in one place, bringing all their chi together. So there's a lot of chi there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And then you're talking about information, and there's a real coherence of information there. It's like all the information is going in a – it's particular information, isn't it, about the music and the concert. So how does that create a field, guys?
I guess it's it's sort of exponential. It's like the power of the thought is increased by everybody's being there. Everyone is their own chi field in itself. So we're all bringing our chi fields and our minds, our thoughts together to strengthen, to build something.
So that creates an incredible atmosphere, doesn't it?
Exactly.
I guess atmosphere is how we experience what you're talking about here, what we're unpacking, this concept of chi field. We might sense it as atmosphere or a feeling in a place. Would that be right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm just thinking of that, that concert analogy again. Everyone knows the words. Everyone knows them off by heart. And so when they come up, it's like automatically kind of going, right, there's complete kind of coherence and kind of integration between chi and information.
You mean because everyone's singing the same song?
Absolutely, like. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And then instantly in that moment, you've got this beautiful chi field created right there.
So how does that relate back to what, Vanessa, you were talking about in terms of the chi and information that you have inside yourself and your body, you know, being inside your body, being positive? How does that relate to healing and illness, and how does that relate to your life in particular?
Yeah, great question. Within our bodies, I guess it's quite easy to see ourselves as just a physical body, but actually what powers our bodies is this chi, this energy. And traditional Chinese culture, Chinese medicine, acupuncture and so on, it sees the concept is that when your chi is really strong and flowing well in the channels of the body, then the physical body is healthy. And when your chi is depleted or weakened or stuck, that's when illness arises in the body. And I found that out for myself through my lifestyle of pushing my body very hard to extremes. Got quite ill with a bit of cancer and came to Qigong
Do you mind me asking what sort of stage of life you were, what sort of age you were when you got cancer?
Yeah, so I was 30 at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very young.
Very young. And the surgeons couldn't believe it. They said, oh, you know, people your age don't get this kind of cancer.
Mm.
But I knew there was a reason and just started me out on a bit of a search for why.
So how do you feel now about that illness and the place that it's had in your life, the effect that it's had?
Oh, so profoundly grateful.
Well, that's I hear that sometimes from people who've had serious illness, but not so often. So tell us about that.
Well, it was a wonderful chance to open up another world, if you like, something that was so new for me. It's surprising what comes from these things. Yeah.
So tell me, how did you as an outdoor enthusiast feel when you first heard about qi? What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was a load of rubbish. Got to be joking.
Yeah.
Now,
me too.
You too?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think that was my first response as well. So what happened to change your mind? Because clearly your mind has changed.
Well, what happened is I went to a first workshop with our teacher, Yuensa, and I was sitting there in the room sort of waiting for things to start and wondering what was going to happen. And this Chinese guy walked in and sat down, and all of a sudden I could feel my hands tingling, like really aching and burning almost sensation. I was like, whoa, what's that? And, started talking about qi, et cetera. And, I was just, oh, gosh, this must be the qi. Yeah. So
that was a pretty interesting experience and obviously not one you were expecting in any way.
Not at all, no.
And you went on to learn qigong and you now practice yuan gong qigong. So why did you do that and what effects have you noticed on your own health as you've presumably created a qi field for that purpose?
Yeah. The initial effect was something that surprised me. It was just being calmer, so much calmer. You know, I had a lot of fear, anxiety at the time around my whole health condition and hospital visits, etc. So I just felt really chilled out. And that was so powerful, and it gave me a tangible thing I could do before I had something stressful come up. I could just spend 5 minutes and do some practice.
And it's interesting to me, Vanessa, I notice your partner Ollie is nodding when you say that, and I have noticed often sometimes when I'm interviewing people and one member of the partnership says they were calmer and the other member doesn't always nod and agree like that. So that's quite good evidence for me that clearly had a big effect.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. And then I could, as the qi started going deeper in my body, I started noticing lots of physical changes.
What kind of changes?
Lots of sensations, like tingling or kind of twitching or almost like electricity running through or that kind of thing. And it just fascinated me and, you know, encouraged me. And
so you'd already noticed that you were calmer. You had more awareness of what your mind was doing. You were experiencing some new sensations in your body. What about for your health? What did you notice after a period of practicing happened with your health?
Well, lots of qi clearing happened, and then I could feel myself getting stronger physically. So much stronger. The surgery had left me, I had surgery, and that left me not very able to do the movements fully, but it didn't matter at all because I could sit down and do some. But gradually I could feel stronger and was able to stand and do the movements more.
So it must have been great to feel strength after surgery because it does often make people feel quite weak. Ollie, have you a perspective on that?
Yeah, it was actually a really interesting time because you know, we still had this, you know, kind of outdoors interest kind of hovering in the background, and I was actually still very active in that throughout this early stage of our Qigong relationship, so to speak. But after a while, you know, Vanessa, you know, got her strength back, and so I was like, oh, wow, great. So we're heading off to the mountains soon, are we? No. Not only was there a physical kind of reluctance to do that, but Vanessa had just changed tack. You know, she had a different relationship with her own body now. Mm. You know, she wanted to treat her body a lot better.
Wow.
She was looking after it, and things we used to do weren't part of that equation anymore.
And I felt I needed to focus on myself very deeply at that time. And and now I still go to the mountains and I love going there, but in a different way. So I often just go and walk gently and sit on a rock and enjoy the view rather than racing to the summit.
It really sounds to me as if you have developed a relationship of true respect with your body. And
yeah.
And real caring and love.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that Ollie has developed that as well.
Mm.
So thank you both, guys, because those are really personal stories. And we're going to come back after the break and we're going to talk about ways of using chi, ways of working with chi field in everyday life. So stay with us and stay tuned. We'll come back to you after the break. To Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. My name is Jackie Blunt and I have the pleasure of hosting our show, Chaos to Calm. Today we have the episode Grow Your Life with Chi with Vanessa Lukes and Ollie Clifton, two Yuan Gong teachers from Christchurch, New Zealand. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks, Jackie.
So, Grow Your Life with Chi. We've talked a little bit about growing your health with Chi, developing a different relationship with your body. We've talked about developing a different relationship with your mind, Ollie, and your workmates.
Mm.
So, guys, I wonder how else you've grown your lives with chi.
Mm. Well, I often think, Jackie, that one of the nicest ways and kind of most positive ways that you can look after yourself and bring more chi into your life is simply not to lose it. So we very naturally, you think about the cycle of every day. You know, we go to bed feeling a little bit tired and miraculously we wake up in the morning feeling pretty good again. So, you know, the body naturally knows how to gather chi. So you could say Qigong is just a, you know, an enhancement of a natural process in that way.
Are you really telling me that Qigong is a form of sleep?
Well, maybe. Well, sleep is good, like Qigong. Let's say that.
It looks more active than sleep when I see you guys do Qigong.
Yeah.
Quite sort of stretchy and all kinds of movement.
Yeah, well, I guess Qigong practice also extends, you know, beyond the, the physical methods or the physical practices to, simply maintaining a good state. So one of the things I've noticed on a pretty much a daily basis is that when I'm heading off to work, you know, my mind is going straight into work mode. You know, I usually bike to work, and so, you know, things are getting a bit elevated, getting a little bit scattered. I'm beginning to, you know, feel a little bit stressed about this and that I, you know, have to do at work during the day. So the little practice that I've developed is that when I actually physically arrive at work, I park my bike, take my helmet off, I unzip my jacket, I take my gloves off. I do things in quite a, kind of a more kind of measured and kind of calm way. And that brings me back into a really nice kind of calm state. And from there, I'm much more effective. Yeah, I'm much more productive. I can do things in a much kind of smoother way. The day just goes better.
So I guess what I'm hearing you say is that you feel your mind starting to go faster, get a bit scattered, project forward into the future, and then you just bring yourself back into the now.
Bingo.
You just anchor.
That's it.
And then when your mind is calm, it sounds, if you're more productive, more efficient, sounds like you have a lot more chi as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, because that, you know, that kind of overactive mind, that very kind of scattered mind is a really effective way to lose chi.
So that's great. So that's a really good way of using it in your workplace. What about you, Vanessa?
Well, I found the tools of Ren Shui just really helpful for everyday life. And one of the most, you know, sort of useful things I found is that concept that just where your mind goes, your thoughts and information are going there to affect change. And I was playing with this once at work when I was teaching a few years ago, and I went to get a glass of water, and I'd learned about how thoughts can go into the chi or the energy of another substance, if you like, and change that substance. So I was thinking, well, water, you know, that's pure chi flowing into my glass. So as I ran the water into the glass, I thought, beautiful water, beautiful, so beautiful. And I went back to my desk and I put my glass down, and my workmate next to me, she said, what a beautiful glass of water. You must go and get one.
and you hadn't said anything to her.
No, she had no idea. This was before I was, you know, people knew I was doing Qigong. So I like to take that into other things throughout the day, like water. Hey, I mean, our bodies, how much water are we inside? Yeah, very high percentage. You know, our thoughts can change inside. Things we do throughout the day, you know, like cooking, stirring a pot. You can be stirring in good information for your family to work well together, for life to get better.
So even if someone doesn't understand or know what chi is, they can still make a positive field of intention from what you're describing.
Yeah, and that's a really exciting thing because it's something that you do naturally. Probably we all do it, but
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I know exactly what you mean without even thinking about what you're talking about. If I'm in a bad mood when I cook, then the food tastes bad. But if I'm in a really happy state and I'm really enjoying it and feeling really positive towards my family, even if they've done something that's frustrating me, if I'm just coaching myself along mentally to go, hey, these are the people that I love and I really care about them, the food tastes great.
And I bet they're happier too.
I think so. So is that the kind of thing that you mean?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, really the world's your oyster. And there's so many things we do, like making a cup of tea and pouring in the chi into your cup, having a shower, pouring bright life through your body. Every cell is flowing with light, all healthy.
So if someone started doing that, someone who was just listening today, you know, started having a shower, pouring bright light through their body, thinking how healthy they were, what sort of effects might they see?
Well, I would like to say give it a go and tell us what you experience.
See for yourself is what you're saying.
See for yourself because, you know, someone can tell you, but there's nothing like the doing to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to think of it as, your life is your own research project. So, you know, why not? You know, the tools are, you know, really safe and effective. You know, why not just give them a go? See what happens, you know. Test it out.
And, guys, is that what I'm feeling when I walk in through your garden, do you think? Is it some of that? What do you do when you garden? Do you use chi or work with chi? Do you consciously think of anything in particular? I know when some people garden, they really enjoy it, but they often find that they're thinking about their sore back or these jolly weeds or, you know, some of those things. What makes your garden feel the way it feels?
Well, I think what you noticed, Jackie, is actually something what we noticed when we first came to this property, and we both stepped through that gate and were like, oh, wow, this is, feels really special. Mm, so
yeah,
this place has always had a very special feeling, special tea field, I think.
Yeah, and we've just, you know, simply added to that, you know, the whole process that we've been through in Christchurch, as, you know, probably many listeners appreciate. We had a, you know, major earthquake a few years ago. So, you know, many of us in the city have, you know, had to repair or rebuild our homes, and we've been through that, and it's been actually a lovely opportunity to, in my mind at least, reshape or reconfigure the chi field here. So we've taken an old house and we've disassembled that, and some of it we've reused. We've reused as much as we can. We've reassembled the chi into, you know, a different shape and configuration.
So you're talking about chi as material matter aren't you? Chi has a material aspect, but it's what Vanessa said before.
Mm.
But is that what you mean? Do you mean the bricks and boards by the material aspect of chi?
Yeah, both. I guess. I mean, we've obviously recycled a multitude of different things, you know, into our new tiny house here. But I guess more generally, as we've done that, we've taken such joy in doing that. It's been such an amazing learning experience doing that. I'm still kind of humbled by that, you know, every day, every week, about what we've learned, you know, from that as we've gone. Because it's been very explorative, you know.
We had no idea about building?
No, we had no idea about any aspect of the project, really.
So what I'm hearing here, guys, is that you've been constructing your home place with these feelings and attitudes of joy and openness to new learning and positivity, and really working with what was here.
Mm.
You know, there's a real sense of harmony when I hear you talking. Mm. Harmony with nature, humans living with nature, not wanting too much, but using what there is. Is that how you experience it? Are there other qualities that you have informed your chi field with here that make it so bright?
No, I think you're spot on there, Jackie. It's really about more living more harmoniously with yourself, with other people, with the planet. It's a big philosophy, I think, of friendship.
Mm-hmm. And a real, you know, kind of heart connection with what we've been doing here. We had a multitude of different choices in terms of what we could have done, but, you know, the one thing that we were, you know, really clear about is that we just loved living here. You know, the chi field here was really special to us, so we were always going to do something, you know, here. You know, this is our chi field.
So chi fields are created by the information then of the people who have been here before. When I think about other places that are either special or difficult places to be, so I'm thinking about standing on a really busy street corner in comparison with being in the mountains, say here in the Southern Alps, and how different that feels. And then I'm also thinking about beautiful buildings that I've visited that have a very special feeling.
Mm.
So how is the chi field created in places where there are many people?
That's really interesting, isn't it? And it's actually, again, comes back to the consciousness and the thoughts that we put out from our minds into the energy, which change the feeling there, change the chi field. And it's something I love to play with, because when I'm cycling along through the city and it's all busy and I get to a busy intersection, I love to just think, everyone passing by is having a great day. They're all flowing really, driving really smoothly. So it makes everyday things quite fun. You can really add in good thoughts as you go through.
So, Vanessa, it sounds to me as if everywhere you go, you make the chi field better.
Well, that's my aim. It's a work in progress.
And it sounds to me, Ollie, as if the information that we put out depends on our state.
Very much so. Very much so. And actually, just thinking about that, Jackie, and you know, for now, when we're just heading into the busy kind of Christmas season here in New Zealand or in the Southern Hemisphere, the whole kind of mixture of different things that happens around Christmas is quite a pressured time. So being in that really good state, with your family can have quite a profound impact on how these things go. That's been my experience.
Nice. Thank you. Vanessa?
I was just reflecting on your question about the garden before, Jackie, and how I use chi in the garden. Well, for me, it's really, I love just walking, if I'm walking through the garden and I see the flower and I just love to smell the fragrance of that flower and just feel the love and the gratitude for it. And I hear a bird that's blackbird sings every day at 4 o'clock in the same tree and it's just singing with joy. It just makes me smile. And when I pick the veggies, I just think thank you to the plants.
Wow. And I think that explains a lot about the special feeling that you guys have here. So I'm really hearing that we can work with our minds and we can work with chi anywhere we are at any time. And so I'm hearing about working in the garden with nature, loving, appreciating, feeling full of gratitude, feeling full of joy. And I'm also hearing about working with people in the same way, whether they're our colleagues, our friends, our family, you know, being in a good state, looking after ourselves well enough. Ollie, you mentioned when you're full of chi that you don't get triggered so much, that you're not so reactive. And certainly Christmas time can be a time with triggers in it. Mm. You know, when we're back together with family we haven't seen for such a long time. So any time can be like that. You know, family holidays, Thanksgiving.
Aren't they the best training?
They are.
Yeah, that's where you really learn.
Because, you know, we're all part of nature, aren't we?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to find that naturalness in us. But I think, you know, primarily when I listen to you guys, I really see how looking after your own environment, your own internal environment, is the primary responsibility for every single person on the planet.
Yeah.
And when you do that, what I'm listening to is that there's this amazing effect, these waves that echo out of joy and peace and harmony, and they change life. They change life in the workplace, they change life in the garden, they change life everywhere. So thank you both so much for being on the show, and thank you all for listening to Voice America Health and Wellness Channel and our program. Stay tuned for next week to hear more stories from people like you, learning to deal more effectively with the challenges of daily life in a calm and relaxed state. Thank you.